If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Michelle Nichols joins us now, the Director of Public Observing at the Adler Planetarium. She's also an accomplished ballroom dancer. Hi, Michelle.
That's funny. Hi, John. No, I'm really not. You wouldn't want me to do that.
You should try it, Michelle.
You know, I used to watch it on TV when I was a kid, you know, and like on Channel 11 where they have the ballroom dancing competitions.
Yeah.
They're fascinating, absolutely fascinating.
It is amazing to watch them move together. And you don't have to do your hair like that and, you know, the makeup and the dress and all that. But I do recommend that. I was actually almost turned on the TV, but then it was after the fact. They were supposed to launch SpaceX, this gigantic rocket ship. They said there were some technical problems and now they didn't launch. And I was just wondering if you could just catch us up a little bit on what's going on there, Michelle.
Yeah, so SpaceX is attempting to launch one of their Starship rockets, so one of the large, massive Starship rockets, and the test was supposed to have been last night. What they were initially dealing with was some bad weather, and then they were having some problems on, they called it a ground anomaly. It could be something with the launch pad or something else associated with the launch. So they weren't able to launch it, but they're going to try again tonight. So it'll be 6:30 p.m. Central Time is when they'll give it another try.
Is this the same kind of rocket that blew up last time and was just a spectacular explosion?
The last time and the time before that and the time before that. So, yes. So there have been a few of those rockets gone awry. Yes, this is the last one in this particular series of tests. They're going to be launching, trying out an even bigger version of this rocket coming up soon. But this will be the latest test, test number 10.
Is this one of those rockets where they try and then catch it with the pincers when it comes back down?
It is one of them, yes. I don't believe this one is going to be attempting to return to its launch site. But yes, if you've seen the videos of a portion of the rocket being caught by the launch pad, yes, it is that same type of rocket. I don't think they're doing that for this particular launch, however.
Is this a rocket that would ultimately be part of taking people to Mars? I don't know if it goes to the moon and then from the moon to Mars or directly to Mars, but is that what they're working on here?
Yeah, so this particular rocket, no. This series, this type of rocket, yes. So they'll need an even bigger version in order to do some of those longer distance, longer term, bigger types of missions. So these have just been test missions to see, to get this type of rocket to be able to get up into space, travel a distance, land back down on the ground, and that sort of thing. So these have all been tests. But this is the type of rocket that they would need in order to do some of those longer vision types of missions. But they'll need the bigger version in order to accomplish all of that.
This thing is 40 stories tall, right?
Something like that. Yeah, it's big. This is a very large rocket. Just to give you a sense of scale, the Saturn V rocket that took our astronauts to the moon in the 60s and early 70s was 363 feet tall. So this is a very large rocket, yes.
And wide and, I guess, full of fuel and...
Yep.
Well, that's what rockets do. Nobody is in these things, right? These are unmanned rockets, right?
Correct. No, this rocket has not yet been given clearance to launch people. But eventually that will be the case. So assuming all the tests go well, but they need to reach a certain level of accomplishment with the rockets before they'll be given approval to put people on them and then and then launch them from, potentially launch them from NASA facilities. But yeah, this will eventually carry people into space.
And the test will just be to see if it can accomplish flight, like just go, are they going to just launch it up into the air and then let it crash back down into the sea or something like that?
Yeah, they'll end with a splashdown in the Indian Ocean for this particular test. So that it's expected to last maybe about an hour or so. So not anything terribly long or arduous in terms of the rocket flight itself. But every time SpaceX tests a rocket, they learn more. So yes, something could go wrong. And honestly, with brand new rockets, I would even consider a 10th flight of a rocket to be a brand new rocket. You expect stuff to go wrong. So it's not anything surprising, honestly, from a spaceflight perspective to see things go wrong. I think I would guess, I'm not saying this out of any knowledge, I'm guessing SpaceX would love to be, have this be further along, but you know, that's why you test. You want stuff to go wrong before you stick people on the top, for sure.
So are you and people like you friendly with or amenable to what SpaceX is doing? I know that Elon Musk is a polarizing figure, and honestly, I think going to Mars is nuts and is never going to happen anyway. It's inhospitable. Human beings cannot, should not waste time or money trying to live there. But you sound like you're open to SpaceX. Talk to me about how your community feels about what SpaceX does.
That's a really interesting question, the how you phrased it. I would say it depends on who you ask and how you ask the question. Would I be open to any private or government spaceflight agency or company eventually wanting to go to the moon or Mars? I would love that. Do I approve of methods? I mean, it kind of depends on what you think. I mean, I approve of rockets being tested for sure, 100%. I don't like putting people on top of something without having it be tested thoroughly and yeah, reach certain milestones. But I don't think that we're anywhere close to sending people to Mars. Saying that we would do that in 2026 or even 2030 or 2040 for that matter, I don't think we're any closer than we were a few years ago. Personal opinion, my own personal opinion, not necessarily that of my employer or others. I can't speak for anybody else. So,
well,
yeah.
You said that's an interesting question, but it depends on what you mean by it or how you ask it. And I don't particularly like the way I put that question myself. I think we ought to be able to divorce ourselves from how we feel about Elon Musk or landing on Mars, I guess. That just to me seems to be, and Elon Musk is famous for offering up very ambitious goals that don't get met. He's aspirational if he's not realistic, but the guy is an amazing engineer and he's been able to accomplish remarkable things. And SpaceX is a going concern, right? They do make money launching satellites and stuff into space, correct?
They do. I mean, that's one of the things that they are really good at is, and they have extraordinarily talented people working for them, for sure. All these companies do. And one of the things that they're really good at is reuse of rocket pieces. And so that helps keep costs down if you're reusing something instead of wasting it every time you send something up. So if they're able to continue to do that safely, awesome. If not, well, you got to rethink your business model at that point.
Well, and one of his operational, one of the things that Elon Musk likes to do is challenge regulations with driverless cars, with electric cars, and with rocket ships. They would say, well, here's the guideline. You have to be able to do this or this. And he says, well, who made that guideline? And why did they make that guideline? And if that guideline doesn't seem to make sense, Elon is inclined to change it or ignore it. And sometimes for the better, it creates efficiencies. It also maybe makes things less safe. But that's just the way a private company can operate, and he does, and he's had a lot of success on that. I saw the other day a story that said that there is the idea of putting a small nuclear power plant on the moon. Did you see anything like that?
I didn't see that particular story, but stuff like that has bubbled up for literally decades. There were early designs of rockets that would be nuclear powered. And I bet you if you asked someone in the 1960s if we would have nuclear powered rockets at this point, they would go, well, of course we would. but no, that's actually an idea that has been around for a really long time. Yes. Yeah.
One last thing for Michelle Nichols, the director of public observing at the Adler Planetarium. How's business? How are the crowds this summer? And anything you want to tell us about over there, Michelle?
Oh, we are just having a blast with our with our guests for the summer. It's our busiest time of year. It's just a lot of fun in the summer. It's just so busy and lively, and we love it. And so, yeah, come on down. It's not so busy that we can't get you in there. So we would love for anyone to come visit us at any time of year. Come on, see us, especially on Wednesday nights, when it is free general admission for Illinois residents. Just get your tickets online, adlerplanetarium.org.
Good to remember that. And always nice to talk to you, Michelle. Thanks for your insight. And let's maybe visit again after this rocket finally launches.
You got it. Thanks, John. Anytime.